The Mariners looking to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Rangers. No score in the second. Two men on for Mike Zunino facing Miguel Gonzalez.
Zunino with a swing and a line drive. Base into the left field. Cruz to third. He's going to be waved in. Up with a ball is Calhoun. The throw to the plate on the hop. Nelly slides. He's safe at home. Swing and a well-hit ball deep to right field. Chu going back looking up. Goodbye, baseball. And the Mariners lead it 4-0 over the Rangers, number 9 on the year for Gamble. Here's left fielder Willie Calhoun making his Major League debut. The pitch swung on, ground ball right side and a base hit. Willie Calhoun with an RBI single in his first Major League at bat.
There's another one, high drive, deep right field. Chu is just watching it get out of here. Upper tank. And the Mariners have blown this thing open at 7-1 in the third inning.
The Mariners snap a two-game skid. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
We woke up today, we really swung the bats well. Big home runs by, you know, Seager and Gamble. Cano had a nice night, and, you know, Haniger staying hot. So really nice offensive night. I thought Marco hung in there, you know, gave up 8 hits, but he scattered them. They had some traffic on him, but he made pitches. I thought, you know, 5 innings was good. That was kind of the goal coming in, if we could get 5 out of him. You know, I thought his changeup was pretty good tonight, and they were singles. So he kept the ball in the ballpark, which is a definitely a good thing for him. And our bullpen, I thought Pazos was outstanding tonight. Came right after him, and guys after him did a good job too. So good team win. Needed to get this road trip rolling in the right direction. These are big games. We talked about it today as a group, and our guys responded.
Marco, better the second, third time through the lineups.
It was. You know, I think you got some balls, you know, the 0-2 pitch to Mazzara up, you know. He didn't locate maybe when he got ahead in the count as well a few times. But, like, again, I thought his changeup was really good tonight. And he made some adjustments as the game gone along. And, you know, lucky for us. And for him, he had a little cushion to work with, which was nice. It was nice getting those runs up on the board early.
And then that's the other thing that the cushion does, is it allows you to kind of give some guys in the bullpen just an inning, and not have to sort of burn arms.
Yeah, we were kind of headed that way tonight, whether it would have been cushion or not. And we knew, you know, Marco was hopefully going to give us 4 or 5 good innings and then kind of go to the bullpen. And, you know, we're able to stay away from some of the back-end guys, so they'll be fresh again tomorrow.
Scott, you got contributions from just about everybody in the lineup. What did you see from your overall at-bats?
I thought we were on Gonzalez. They're Gonzalez, you know, from the get-go. Guys were seeing the ball good. And, you know, the lefties, you know, gambled the big homer. Seager knocked the tar out of that ball, which is good to see. So that's what's going to take up and down our lineup. We've got to start having, you know, more consistent at-bats, and it's nice to see the guys come together tonight and get it done.
Kyle Seager broke the game open with a 3-run homer, his 24th long ball of the season. He talked to the media after the game.
I'm just glad that it's worked out, and, you know, it was a good game today. It was good to score a bunch of runs, get out there early, and, you know, pitchers did a good job.
Okay, I get matchups, and they can favor you against certain pitchers, but here at Globe Life Park, you're now hitting 314 with 11 home runs. What is it about this place that you seem to like so much?
I mean, it's a good place to hit. You know, the ball carries here pretty good. You know, the grass is a little short, so it kind of moves well. You know, it's a good place to hit. You know, it's not a Rangers thing. You know, I don't necessarily enjoy facing them, but it's certainly it's a good place to hit.
To your point of how the ball carries here at this ballpark, your home run tonight, 414 feet. That's how far it traveled. In addition to that, it was your 150th home run as a Mariner. You did that before your 30th birthday. Only 2 other names have done that, Ken Griffey Jr. and A-Rod. What does it mean to add your name to theirs?
That's a cool thing. I didn't know that. So that's, that's certainly pretty cool. You know, that's something I'm definitely proud of, and that's a good company.
The series continues on Wednesday with Mike Leake on the Hill.